Welcome, everyone, to All In Healing, Health, Harmony, and Happiness on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Kimberly Carlson. During this show, you will begin your journey to total healing. My true passion is to help people to heal from physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional patterns of trauma and other negative energies. These elements arise and manifest as disease, pain, and discomfort in the body. The one true pathway to health, happiness, and harmony comes from really diving deep into the root cause of every issue and rising up to higher vibrations that will bring you abundance, freedom, and the unconditional self-love, which is who you really are. Are you all in? I know you are. So let's get started. All In Healing with Health, Harmony, and Happiness begins now. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. I think that's Olivia's voice in that opener. Welcome to All In Healing. I get to hang out with Kimberly Carlson for this show. This is Health, Harmony, and Happiness. For those of you, let me just mention who Kimberly is, right? You know, many of you heard me talk about the fact that when I moved to the Pacific Northwest, of course, I was just stunned by the fact that if I get in my car, it is like water, 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 right? And I lived on Capitol Hill at the time, so my gosh, right? Get up, look at the balcony, and water. It was just beautiful, beautiful. But the other thing I learned about the Pacific Northwest, which was unusual for me, when I had my healing crisis, and I do call it that, I didn't know what to do. I was not getting well. I was not getting well through conventional medicine. And then a tip from the angel lady led me on a different journey. And that is the journey of what I discovered about living in the place, the home of Bastyr University, the home where conventional MDs talk to NDs, and the body of work that gets done here by people like Kimberly who study, who really understand energy and healing, who look at things not just as somebody that is a healer, but a teacher and a mentor. When I think about all of the things, what we call modalities, that somebody can learn and use and integrate, that's what I think about when I think about Kimberly Carlson. Whether you're talking about a divine blueprint or you're looking at an allergy and she works with you, energetic allergy healing, it's that or there's something in your life blocking you from that next step. And so when I was looking at this today and I saw that what we're going to talk about is so in line with what we just talked about, man, does this explain what's going on right now? Sensitive souls, how to clear, heal, and protect your energy bodies to create ease and flow in your life. So I want to say, clear, heal, protect your energy bodies to do just about anything that's possible in life.
Absolutely.
I don't know how Linda does this, how she lines people up. We were just talking about intuition and energy in the workplace, a new blueprint. Now we're going to talk about sensitive souls.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I know we talked about an outline of what we're going to do today, but I got to ask you this. How did this topic come to you? What were you kind of feeling going on in the outer world where you said, I got to talk about sensitive soul?
Well, that's because, well, that's just kind of interesting because years ago when I was creating these healing tools and, you know, being inspired and divinely inspired, if you will, to create these tools, I actually heard that my job was to go and heal the healers so they can show up in the world. So, and not just healers, right? But empaths, you know, psychics, channelers, mediums, you know, light workers of all kinds, all shapes, if you will. So, what I have really found in this work, whether it's mothers coming to me with children that have a lot of allergies and a lot of different health issues that are related to allergies, or the mothers themselves, or, you know, I tend to find that women tend to show up for this work more than men do, although
at the moment, yes, at the moment.
Yes, but there are more and more men showing up in my world here coming for this work as well, and including to learn how to do it themselves in their own healing practices. So yes, it's so exciting to see. But what I have found is, however, there, you know, the people that show up and sit in front of me or come or you know, purchase a program, come in for a training, of course, to, you know, to learn how to do this work for themselves. But also just, you know, private sessions and everything, they are sensitive souls. They are sensitive beings. And what I find is that, you know, there's so many different, we're raised and we're taught about how to care for ourselves on different levels. But the one that we tend to not be taught of how to care for ourselves is that spiritual level.
Oh, right? My gosh.
Right? Taking care of our spiritual makeup, taking care of that our spiritual aspect of self. It's just as important of a level as any of the other levels. So, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, right? We do all these different things to care for ourselves. But we have to address that one. And those of us that are sensitive, we're sensitive for a reason, because we have a mission or purpose, even if it's just our ability to hold and anchor more light to raise the consciousness on the planet. Doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that everybody who is has healer qualities or empath qualities is necessarily, you know, supposed to go out and do large work in the world, large audiences and all this kind of thing. We, you know, just simply by working on ourselves, we achieve, having a huge impact on those around us on the planet for raising consciousness.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted you to talk about this today in that way. That's why I wanted you to explain this. Right.
Yes. And, you know, and being sensitive, some of us tend to look at it like it's almost like a curse, because it can be challenging. It can be difficult. You know, we end up with allergies, inflammation in the body, and we struggle with various things. But we have to be sensitive to do this work, because we have to be able to sense the subtle energies, the subtle nuances that need to be identified and looked at and addressed and healed. And as healers in the world, you know, as light workers serving in various different ways. Thus, we're sensitive. So this means we're sensitive to our outside world, you know, our environment. We're sensitive to the emotions, the feelings, the energies of other people, often the collective or the planet itself, kind of depending on where our abilities lie or our sort of life purpose missions, if you will, sort of lie. So it's really important to be able to have the tools to support the sensitive.
I'm right there with you, because, you know, I love how we categorize people, right? So I want to talk about that for a minute. We talk about the energy of somebody, right? And we don't even know we're doing it, right? But we do that. We talk about people that seem unapproachable, let's say. Or we talk about people like, oh my gosh, are you really going to, okay. So here I go. So I've been working on the weekends because we have some great clients, and, you know, during the week, I'm just not able to do my personal work with them. So spend time on the weekend. But I have this thing that I discovered about my learning and my doing. And I was diagnosed with this thing, but I'm the kind of person that for me to get really optimal creative juices or flow, right? So I could build a website that's highly tapping into a message. I have to have the thing on. Then my TV's got to be having some kind of movie, not commercials, but it's got to have a movie or something. Why? I don't know. I'm like literally building a site. And then I may even have to have a little music. Or, seriously, Kimberly, I'm just saying right here. This is me. I got through 10 years of a doctoral program like this. So I'm not the person you put in a room and turn everything off and say, now tell me what your best idea is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But yesterday, the movie I picked was with the Dragon Queen from Game of Thrones. And it was this Christmas movie. And it had all of these, what's his name, Benny? George Michael songs in it.
Oh.
And my God, I'm like working and I'm watching it. And it took a turn. And I'm not going to give the spoiler, but it took a turn. And I was like, and I just started to cry. And Linda will tell you, I cry at zombie movies. Seriously, something right there.
Yeah.
But on the outside, you would never know that about me. In a lot of time, you would never know that about me. And I want to ask you, how do we project all of the different dimensions of ourselves? And sometimes sensitive people or sensitive souls, let's call them, they're not always so obvious, and it could be a dilemma.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, that's a good question. But I have to tell you, what really stands out to me there is probably not quite where you were going.
It doesn't matter. It's good. Let's see where you want to go.
Okay. Something that I learned, and I learned this really through self, right? Self experience and self life as a healer. I was that person who would cry over sometimes commercials, like, you know, growing my kids, my daughters, anytime, any scene would come on, a movie that we were watching together, that they started to just kind of know, you know, what's going to get mom, right? And I'd see them looking over at me and I'd have tears, you know, and they'd be like, oh, mom's crying again, you know, like, oh, you know, there she goes, there goes mom, you know. And my girls weren't like that. They didn't have that experience. They didn't cry over movies the way I did. And what I find really interesting about that, seriously, is the more that I have healed, because I'm always, you know, I'm always working on myself, right? Working on myself helps me help others to larger and larger degrees, right? As we kind of up level and heal. So what I find now is it is actually a rare event that I cry at a movie or anything. And part of me was like, what's going on? That's so interesting, you know, is my heart cold? Like, what's happened here, you know? But I really come to understand that when we cry, when we really get that trigger, that sadness, that grief that just kind of wells up when we're witnessing a scene, when we're witnessing someone else's story, whether it's through music, whether it's on TV, the big screen, you know, wherever it is, reading it in a book, what I have discovered is it's really touching a wound that you hold within yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that came really clear to me yesterday. Yeah. And I want to take a short break and talk with you about this when we come back.
Okay.
Because I've learned a few things on the way to being me. I mean, you can't do 16 years of these type shows and not pick something up, right? Right.
Absolutely.
But when we come back, I want to talk about this in terms of the beliefs, the oaths, the vows, the contracts that affect our health, right? Because I now know that there was a reason in that moment that what happened in that movie hit me in a particular way. And to this day, I know that there's still some work. When we come back, we're going to talk about this because it's not always obvious. I mean, that's why people work with you. That thing that's happening, it isn't always obvious that, you know, the thing is the thing. Yep. When we come back, I want to talk with you about that. So how do we pinpoint these beliefs? How do we pinpoint these vows? How do we pinpoint these psychological, spiritual contracts that stay attached to us? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. as a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the three secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the three things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Kimberly Carlson is in the house. We're talking about sensitive souls, how to clear, heal, and protect your energy bodies. For those of you out there, if you have a question or would like to get a little help today, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Kimberly, how do people find out more about you? How do they work with you? Let's give them stuff.
Great. You can find out the different ways to work with me on my website, which is KimberlyCarlson.com. And it's Kimberly with an IE instead of a Y on the end. So KimberlyE Carlson.com.
And, you know, let's talk about the right before the break, I was giving you an example of this weekend and, you know, the reaction I had to a movie that I didn't expect to have. And you so beautifully pointed out that usually when we're having a reaction like that, there's something inside of us, you know, perhaps something inside of us to be healed. And I wanted to ask you about this because I know what it's like to have things inside that I'm carrying. And I know what happens when my body broke down from them. I mean, I didn't know it at the time. I didn't know I'd have to go through a lot of healing. Right. That had nothing to do with my body. But how do these beliefs, how do these contracts, how do they affect our health? Yeah. I know you've seen it. Talk about what you're seeing.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So energies like oaths, vows, and contracts, were a really big key actually in the work, in the healing work that I do with allergies, with inflammation and pain. And of course, like you mentioned earlier too, there isn't anything we can't work on in our lives to shift and transform with these tools, but I do tend to have a body health focus. However, when we clear all of those different energies that are creating trouble in different areas of our lives, you know, money, you know, love, all the different topics and subjects, those are all the things that really are affecting our health, that are affecting our body. So really, when we do work with all those energies in those other areas other than health, we end up inadvertently also healing our body and healing health issues. But those oaths, vows, and contracts are an interesting energy because most of that type of energy, we are not conscious of. We're not aware of them. And you kind of mentioned that earlier too, before I went to the commercial break, that there's a lot of different types of energy patterns that we are totally not aware of that are creating all kinds of struggle within our body and in our lives. And this topic is definitely one of them. But oaths, vows, and contracts, we can make them in past lives. They're if you think about, there's literal oaths, vows, and contracts, like the ones that maybe in a past life, if you were a nun or a monk of some sort, right? And you take different types of oaths and make vows to serve in certain ways, or can be oaths and vows of poverty, of celibacy, of, you know, all kinds of different things there. Those kinds of energies can come forward with us into our next life, and sometimes lifetime after lifetime. And that can be a definite energy that can be is part of like a stuck, you know, creating that stuck or blockage type energy. So what I have found though is that we have a lot of these. And what's super interesting to me is, you know, the subject, the sensitive ones, you know, those of us who are empaths, healers, channelers, all of that, just intuitives, light workers of all kinds. I find that we carry many, many of these types of energetic sort of oaths, vows, and contracts. Yeah. Yeah. And they're affecting us here in this lifetime. So, like I can give you some examples. We can carry oaths, vows, and contracts to have to heal other people, to have to fix other people, to be responsible for other people, to take on other people's pain, illness, disease, even their allergies, viruses, bacterias, entities, emotions, trauma. There's so many different types of ways we've sort of sworn, if you will, those vows and contracts to serve in this lifetime. Now you might ask, well, yeah, if we hear and we have these abilities and gifts, well, yeah, then we should serve. And why is that a problem? Well, when we have an oath, vow, or contract, it's a binding energy. It's like it carries the weight or the energy of obligation.
Yes.
Right. Which, what's that going to do? Once we're obligated, we're going to resist it. We're going to fight it. It's not going to feel good anymore. We don't feel like we're in choice anymore. So resistance, that's what allergies are. So that's all they are, really, is resistance to different types of energies and, you know, patterns. And this includes oaths, vows, and contracts. So, the more of, you know, the tools that I have, I work with those vows and contracts very closely and very often. And they're kind of built into the healing tools that I use now. So I don't even have to necessarily make a conscious identification or statement about them to actually clear them for an individual anymore. Since, you know, we have these amazing ways of healing now with all the accelerated tools and, you know, spiritual technologies we have available today, which is
right.
But, you know, so we need, they're important to look at and they're important to clear. Again, we don't always have to look at them. Sometimes I see them, sometimes I hear them, and sometimes they're just sort of in place or surrounding other belief systems that we have, or trauma that we have, and that will create sort of this oath, vow, or contract energy. So like another good example would be.
And we're not always aware either we actually have this oath, vow, or contract.
No, right. And another really good example of that would be, if you've gone through a really bad breakup and your heart is absolutely broken, right? you can have, you know, oaths, vows, and contracts, one of those three sort of areas, or all even. You can have two or more. You can have one, yeah, two, or three of those.
Yeah.
You can have an oath, vow, or contract that you've created in that moment to never love again, to never let love in again, to never, right, open yourself up to another being again.
Yep.
And then, you know, we go forward in our life, and of course we want a mate. Of course we want partners. Of course we want friends, and we want close connections. And yet when we struggle, we wonder why. You're like, what's wrong with me? You know, what's wrong with me? Why can't I find love again or whatever? Well, these types of energies are often in place. So we can have, as healers too, we can have oaths, vows, and contracts not to shine our light in the world, not to do light work in the world because of the past traumas that we're holding.
Right.
From past lives or even our experiences in this life. If we've, you know, spoken our truth and shown our light and been beat down for it, or stomped down, or abused in any way, shape, or form, humiliated or rejected, you know, hey, resistance, right?
Right.
And so this creates a lot of problems in our body, in our life, but in our body. So when we start to work with these energies, if you just have the right tools that address our multidimensionality, that address healing energies that we hold in different parts and aspects of ourselves, right? In different levels, if you will, of ourselves.
Because we accumulate them. I think this, yeah, is the key to what you're saying. And how often have you heard somebody say to you, Kimberly, you know, I haven't had any allergies and, you know, and I'm 45 and I don't know, I just got them now.
Yeah.
And you know, for me, when I got sick, it was kind of like, my gosh, I've never been sick in my life. And so would you talk to the fact that we may be accumulating,
yes,
as we go?
Yes.
Because I think if we take them individually, they sound like, oh yeah, I did this over here, I did that over there, this over here, and this over here. But when you start to realize that perhaps they're accumulating in our cells, boy, that gives you a different picture, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And just to also just kind of kickstart that off, we already bring forward some of those things,
oh,
within our DNA, within our cells, just coming into this lifetime. You know, we bring deep core issues with us until we resolve them. So they will follow us until we get that message and we do that work. But yes, so, you know, as children, I was talking about earlier about how I work with a lot of children who have a lot of allergies right from the time they were born. And that was me. That was my story. I was, wow, like, oh, that's why my parents never had another child. Wow. So I was too much work. It was too emotionally hard and challenging for them on so many different levels. And I'm a healer. So I automatically know when I'm working with, you know, families bring their children forward and say, can you help heal these allergies? Can you help my child? I already know that that child is a light worker of some sort, right? He or she is holding some keys to, or keys and codes to, you know, bring that energy forward into the world in some way, shape, or form. But so, you know, then as we move through life, we just collect more, right? We're on a human journey. This is a human experience. And so we experience emotional overwhelm. We experience trauma. We experience, you know, emotions on, you know, challenging emotions. And as we learn how to move through emotions and not get stuck in them, and, you know, as we spiritually evolve and grow,
right.
But, you know, along the way, we're still picking up these,
exactly,
life experiences, which means, you know, new traumas, new overwhelm, and that then we have new programming that comes in as we move through those traumas. We have new oaths and vows and contracts that we make, and again, most of that's unconscious, but it happens as we move through the pain of this human experience. So we collect more and more of the programming, the emotions, and then if we have all these oaths, vows, and contracts, yeah, running to take on all the crap of everybody else in the world around us or the planet itself, holy moly, you know,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden we wake up like you did one day completely sort of feeling demolished, right? That healing crisis.
It happened in a day. It was like on March 31st, nothing. April 1st, by the end of the day, my right ankle was the size of a very large grapefruit. And I want to talk to you about this when we come back, because one of the things I learned from Dr. Darvish way back, which I didn't understand, because conventional methods in my life were blah, blah, blah is wrong with you, take this. Blah, blah, blah is wrong with you, take this. When we come back, I want to talk about the unique nature of each sensitive soul and ask you to share what it is that you have to do in a very unique way to find it, heal it, understand it. Because the thing I learned about this and the work you do, which is very different, Mary had a headache, you gave her 2 aspirin, just give me 2 aspirin. No. When we come back, let's talk about the unique aspect of allergies and energy and the tools that you use. Kimberly Carlson, everybody, let's take a short break. We're not done. If you have a question for us, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we'll tell you how you can work with Kimberly, or maybe you have a child, children, so innocent, so sensitive, believe it or not, doesn't have to be genetic. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amirabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amirabeth.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles, and I'm hosting a Zoom class on Wednesday, July 29th, 5 p.m. Pacific, with East West Bookshop here in Seattle. The title of my class is The Life You Save May Be Your Own. You're going to learn about how I lost it all in 2016 and the 3-step process which got me back my life. Wednesday, July 29th, 5 p.m. See you then.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Love David Bowie. Thank you, Benny. Thank you for that. And I bet you played that because my hair kind of looks like David Bowie from that music video, doesn't it, Benny?
I actually didn't put that together, but now I can see. Yes.
I got to bring that up. I think our hair is really quite similar. Now that you brought that music, I just flashback seeing him.
It is very rock star.
Isn't that what it is?
It is.
I was just like, man, I need a haircut. I don't know what to do with it. Now I'm rethinking the haircut, by the way. Thank you for that, Kimberly.
That's great.
For those of you out there, Kimberly Carlson, let's make sure folks know how to reach out to you, how to schedule time with you, because this allergy thing, this is not going away. And what's happening is people don't understand really what's happening. Right.
Right.
But they don't have to stay sick. So how do people find out about you? How do they work with you?
Yeah. So just going to my website, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-I-E, Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N.com. So my first and last name.com. And then you can go to the Work With Me page, and there's different packages and different programs that I have put together over the past few years that are well-loved and effective for various, you know, different issues that you might be having. You can email me questions right from my website. You'll see a place to do that. There is a place to schedule one-on-one sessions as well. What else? Yeah.
Are you doing like Zoom?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that's important to mention to people. That affords you the ability to work with people all over the world.
Yes. I love Zoom.
I do too. I love Zoom too. I'm even loving it more. I'm really, yeah.
We have to right now. So,
Well, you know, what's interesting about it too is talk about healing and talk about solutions and possibilities. This whole thing here with COVID and sheltering in place has really caused organizations and providers to step up. Zoom stepped up.
Yeah.
The demand for Zoom became so great. Even in the addiction and recovery arena of having Zoom meetings was, first of all, a stretch for any anonymous program, but more importantly, they had to beef up the privacy. And so this is part of it. And, you know, we're talking about healing and we're talking about contracts. We're talking about oath. And now what I'd like to do, and we're going to skip any further breaks, but I want to talk about this idea of one size doesn't fit all, because I really didn't understand that. And Dr. Darvish was so patient with me. And even today, one size doesn't always fit all.
True.
But this is like the work you do. You tell us about your process and some of the variations in folks you've been able to help with this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've created quite a few different healing tools over the years. The main one that I use and I teach all of these tools also just to students. I teach a few different certification classes, passing on these tools, getting them in the hands of more people. And yes, on Zoom, I teach on Zoom. So, you know, I do have students and practitioners that are all over the world now, which is awesome and makes me super happy.
Yeah.
The main tool is the tool that I created to heal the allergies. And what that tool is doing is identifying the belief systems, the traumas, the oaths, vows, and contracts, even entities, which we haven't really gotten into here too much, but different types of entity energies, hooks, cords, and attachments, curse energies, portal energies, implant energies, lots of different types of energies that I've discovered over the years of really working with pain in the body and, you know, healing pain in the body, are a piece. They play a role for everybody in different types of pain patterns in the body and disease patterns in the body. So I created a tool that addresses all of those different types of energies and clears it in all of the different ways that we actually carry it or hold it so that it is effective and so that it can be effective. We don't just, you know, over the years, we've heard this, we've all heard as in the healing sort of groups and circuits, that you got to get the root cause, right?
Yeah.
Like there's one, there isn't one.
Right.
There's a multiple. There isn't one pain pattern in the body that's just because you have a belief system. That can happen. It's rare. I'll just put it that way. There's exceptions to every rule.
Right.
But, so I've discovered over the years, those different types of energies are all playing a role. So I was shown, just guided by spirit, and added in with life experience and knowledge and you know, all that all together. I was able to create a tool that clears all of those different energies out with a specific energy. So that can be, here comes the allergy healing piece. That can be pollens, that can be gluten. Yes, that can be oregano oil, like you and I were talking about earlier. Yeah. That could be tattoo ink, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
That can be the sun itself, heat. A lot of people are sensitive to heat. Well, we have allergies and we have them for a reason. We have trauma that's associated with or connected to heat. And the sun, UVA, UVB light.
Yeah.
We have a lot of these different energies that come together in a complex way and create an allergy to something, to anything. It really can be anything. As we've kind of
and you don't have to be born with it either. So let's just make sure people know, is whatever happened to you 30 years ago, this is a new day. People may be responding to one of these things that like never had that problem. Right. I mean, it could pop up anytime.
It can pop up anytime. And they tend to pop up when we experience a new type of trauma. So then collectively we have this trauma, you know, we've got our womb trauma, maybe. Then we maybe have birth trauma, and maybe you have past life trauma already bringing forward. And then we have, you know, trauma from school teachers and peers and parents not modeling love the way it needs to be modeled. This, that, and the other, whatever it is, bullies on the playground. We lose a parent, parents divorce, you know, all of these different things, we're collecting traumas. And then pretty soon one day, as we were talking about earlier, you've got that, I call it the perfect storm, or that massive healing crisis, when all of a sudden you're allergic to a whole bunch of things, or you have all these health issues that are sort of spiraling you in an out of control way that you didn't have before. But it doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter how acute, how fast, or how slow and chronically it's sort of built up. When you have the right tools, and these tools do it, we can clean all of the energies that are creating those patterns that you know, are part of that perfect storm story.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk to you about this real quick. I have a question there. I want you to get in on this, is that one of the things I discovered was not necessarily like a giant wound. Like I couldn't point to the death of my mom, none of that. But one of the underlying things that was going on for me in 04 was 6 months after I decided to start to buy airtime and go into a direction nobody understood. For the first time in my life, really the first time at any large level, doubt. It was the first time that I had entertained the life path that I was on, questioned it. And I had never really done that to any degree in my life. And it took me a lot of years to pinpoint that, but that was it. And I don't know that folks may realize today that it could be something like that, right? It could be an emotional or a psychological thing that may or may not be. I couldn't pinpoint the origins of that in my life. Do you understand what I mean?
I do. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
But we did figure out that is what was going on for me, because I almost walked away from this.
Amazing. So glad you're still here doing this work.
I'm glad I'm here too.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes it's not a really obvious trauma. You know, sometimes, you know, that self-doubt can really do a number on you, right? Or that uncertainty energy where we don't know what direction to go. We don't know what path to take. We just know something has to change. Something has to be different. but maybe we don't know how to see our way past or through a time in our life, how to make certain changes. That uncertainty energy, that self-doubt, like you mentioned, can really throw your body into a state.
And I'm bringing it up because my sense of what people are going through now is around this area.
Oh, definitely.
Right. You know, do you know what I'm saying? Oh,
yes. With all that's going on in the planet right now, everybody is touched by this. No one's really escaping the effects of the planetary changes, the upheaval, the sort of the destruction process of different systems and whatnot. There's so much going on so many different levels.
Yeah.
We're all experiencing that. And then, you know, to some degree or another, right?
Yes.
Me really excited that to have the tools so I can work on myself when stuff comes up.
I was just going to ask you.
Because I'm not immune. Yeah. You know, I'm not immune to that. I'm human too, right? I have less trauma. I have more joy. I have less sadness that I'm holding in my body. Like what we were talking about earlier with not really crying at movies and things like that anymore. But I am still on this human journey too. And stuff does come up and my body always talks to me. So
yeah,
I love that I have the tools to work through that. But I have so many clients, so many people, you know, SOSing over the past few months.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's upheaval. It's upheaval on all levels, right? It's hitting all the spots, the spiritual, the emotional, the physical, the mental. It's hitting all the spots. So it is a challenging time.
What I like to say, and I wonder if this is true for you, Kimberly, too, is that there's a point, how do I describe it? There's this place, right, where you know in the moment like something's out of whack, so to speak. Yeah. What I've learned is the moment I realize that that's like what I'm feeling, that's when I know now to make the call.
Yep.
You don't have to figure out why you're having that moment. And I think that's a big lesson, right? So what I want to say to people, if they are feeling in the middle of what's going on and they are feeling this energy of frustration or confusion or doubt or fear, feeling it is enough, right?
Yes.
But we wait. You know, I waited. We wait.
Yeah.
To the point where it's not a feeling anymore. And then we think it's gone. But no, then it pops up in our body.
Right. Yes. The faster that you listen to your body, you know, when I talk to my students, my practitioners, one of the best things that you can do is learn to listen to your body's subtle messages. Okay. That doesn't mean just listen. That means actually do something about them.
Right.
And the more you actually do respect your body, like really tune into your body, honoring self, right? And you pay attention to those subtle messages and act on those subtle messages, then we get to stop. We get to stop having the massive, you know, that your body having to get louder and louder with symptoms and in pain in the body for you to go get that healing, right? So our body learns that. Yeah, you know, we learn, it's a relationship. We're in relationship with and to our body. And so that's one of the best advices you can actually put out there is to listen to the subtle messages so that your body doesn't have to yell at you with huge pain, disease, and breakdown.
Right.
You know, to get you there, to get you to act, to do something about it.
That was my greatest lesson from growing up, you know, with a lot of conventional medicine and you know, and this is for me, I don't diss healing, whether it's conventional, not whatever the language is, right? Yeah. I think we have to find solutions that work. And in my case, I used an integrative form, right? And my naturopath even suggested it. But the thing you're talking about is in the end, there is help, solution, and possibilities. Yeah. That's not only, and you know, you also mentioned you teach on that. And so this is important for people right now, I think, Kimberly, to reach out even if you don't know what's happening, because I think that's our greatest challenge. I think we have to be able to figure it out for ourselves before we dial somebody. And boy, that didn't work for me.
No, that didn't work for me either. I can tell you that.
So do you dial yourself, like, right? Hey.
Actually, I tend to dial my best friend, who's also turned out to be in the healing world as well. We've been best friends since we were 17, and neither one of us would have had a clue that we'd be doing the work we're doing in the world today. She's an amazing healer. And in fact, we've created some of our, some healing tools together. We actually partner up and create some pretty powerful tools together as well. So she tends to be my go-to when I can't see my own stuff, because we all need help. Even those of us that are healers and we have tools that we use and we do amazing work with other people in the world, oftentimes we'll have, you know, we have blinders, we have little blind spots, things we don't really want to look at that are creating health issues and other challenges in our lives. So yeah. It's good to have someone to go to. I've got mine too. So
yeah. And you know, for me, it might be something that I get as simple as, you know, Pat, I know you got to stay on top of the news, but stop watching the news.
Right.
Just stop watching the news for a week.
Right.
And, you know, and so part of this too is, once we understand something, it may take more than one visit, so to speak.
Yes.
Because you are going to get at the root cause, right?
Yes, the multiple roots. That's right.
Multiple roots.
The multiple roots. Yeah, so we can start with like a belief system. Say the belief system is I'm unlovable, right? Something so simple, and yet we've all dealt with on some level, to some degree or another. I am unlovable. Now, that's the root cause, right? And then you have the areas and ways it shows up in your life. Maybe you're having a hard time finding a partner, that love relationship. Maybe you have challenges within your relationship with different family members. Maybe you even have a hard time making a living. That's all can be tied up in I'm unlovable, right? So,
yeah.
But then if you look at the roots that are creating that belief system, right?
Right.
If you look at the roots, there can be, there's trauma there. There can be past life experiences there. Maybe in a past life, your mother gave you up for adoption. Maybe you were given up for adoption this lifetime. Maybe it's a real, you know, experience in this lifetime.
Yeah.
There can be trauma around how your parents displayed love or the lack of love to each other or to you even as a child that creates that programming of I'm unlovable. But there can be, then we can have oath, vows, and contracts that are in place to kind of bind or hold that belief system in place. That's what the other energies do. They all kind of come in to hold the structure of that belief system in place. So you got, you know, oaths, vows, and contracts can come in there, hooks, cords, and attachments within broken or wounded relationships. You know, entities can be a part of that. So there's multiple roots. And when you, these tools that I use have developed over the past several years, address those multiple roots, dissolving and resolving them from all the different facets and complexities of really working multidimensionally, right? Working with our multidimensional self or being.
Yeah, because we're quite complex.
Yeah, I mean, very complex. And then when you do all of that, that belief system can release, right? It can fully resolve itself. So then we're free. Then we're free. But we have to be able to get all the different types of energies, those complexities that are part of that that belief system. So
Kimberly, thank you for today. Please let folks know again how they can get a hold of you, what they should be on the lookout for, all of the above.
Awesome. Yes. So KimberlyCarlson.com, and it's Kimberly with an IE instead of a Y. And again, you can see peruse programs that are there available on my website where you can go deep into your own healing journeys that are very effective and very well loved. You can see how to work with me one-on-one. I offer a 3-month mentorship program too for people who are really serious about transformation.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. And I love doing that. It's one of my favorite things to do, to get that kind of dedicated time with an individual is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, boy.
And I have certification courses too, so that you can actually have these tools for yourself and learn how to do your own.
Thank you for listening. You have been peeling back the layers and stepping into ease, abundance, and wholeness with All In Healing, Health, Happiness, and Harmony on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Kimberly Carlson. And I will be back with more life-changing healings and insights. Join us next time as All In Healing sets the world free from pain, struggle, and disease, one listener at a time. And remember, your journey is unique, but the path to true joy and freedom is the same for every one of us. Heal with us, layer by loving layer, as we move together toward health, happiness, and harmony. To learn more about me and All In Healing, please visit KimberlyCarlson.com. See you next time.